Guatemalans, U.S. immigrants, and at least one foster family in Southern California are mourning the death of Marine Lance Corporal Jose Gutierrez. Officials say he was one of the first U.S. servicemen to die in combat in Iraq, killed while fighting in the southern city of Umkasar. From Los Angeles, NPR's Madalita Barco reports.
Jose Gutierrez was born in an impoverished coastal village in Guatemala. He died in a southern port city of Iraq. He reportedly grew up on the streets of Guatemala City, orphaned during the country's civil war, and when he was just 14 years old, he decided to make his way to the United States on his own. He traveled on foot, he hitchhiked, and he hopped a number of freight trains 2,000 miles across Guatemala, Mexico, and the U.S. border, finally landing in Hollywood.
He heard wonderful things about America, and that's what he was dedicated to do.
Lillian Cardina grew up with Gutierrez in Lomita, a working-class suburb of Los Angeles. Her family had taken him in after the INS detained him, and with his newfound foster family, Gutierrez learned a new language and a new culture and became a legal U.S. resident. He went to high school, then joined the Marine Corps as an infantry rifleman.
He wanted to become an architect, and he wanted to go into the Marine Corps because they aided him with education. And at the same time, he could also defend the country that gave him so much, gave him a sense of belonging.
Otra parte, uno de los primeros soldados de Estados Unidos que murieron en combate en Irak era un guatemalteco que entró.
News of Gutierrez's life and death was a top headline in Spanish language media here and in Guatemala, where he is the talk of the country. The Guatemalan Consul General in Los Angeles, Fernando Castillo, told reporters the 22-year-old is survived by a sole relative in the country where he was born, a sister who lives in one of the poorest and most dangerous quarters of the capital city. Castillo says Gutierrez's body will be sent back to Guatemala, where he'll receive military honors from the U.S. Marines.
I just want to send this message to all those anti-immigrant groups, but I just want to ask them how many they have sons and daughters there. But I just can tell you now that there are so many Guatemalans that have come to this country and right now are serving this country in Iraq.
There are nearly 1,500 Guatemalan Americans in the U.S. military, according to the American Embassy. The war in Iraq is not popular in Guatemala, and activists reportedly decorated the embassy compound with white ribbons calling for an end to the war. Back in Lomita, the home where Gutierrez lived displays an American flag at half-staff. Here in California, they're calling José Antonio Gutierrez, once an orphaned, undocumented immigrant, an American hero. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.